Welcome back to another episode of Comic Nerds and Celibacy. Here with, I'm your host, Nicholas Patterson, and here we have...
I've got Umed Abdullah here, and we're all...
Me and Umed are from Threadless Theater.
Ooh.
Look at us go. And our guest in the studio today is Mr. Curtis Whittle.
Hey there.
Hello.
And Mr. Matthew Mashonda.
Hi, guys.
And those are...
And your, girls.
Both of them.
And get all the demographics.
And our... topic today is comic book musicals. That's why I brought in Curtis and Matthew, because they both...
I have no clue.
Musical geniuses.
Curtis is in Western or something.
Yeah, University of Western Ontario, studying theory and composition.
So if anyone would be on the show for that. The first one we're going to talk about is It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman the Musical.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. First of all, who here has seen this? Because I haven't.
Nope.
No, I read an article about it. I hear things. I watch clips of it on YouTube. And apparently, does anyone know Charles Strauss?
No.
Well, he did the music for it. Does anyone know Lee Adams?
Can't say that I
do.
Well,
they did the lyrics. Basically, the plot of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It is Superman is Superman, and this is straight from the website, because anyways, Superman's efforts to defeat Dr. Abner Sedgwick, a 10-time Nobel Prize losing scientist, Nobel Prize losing scientist, so he's lost 10 times and that's what he credits himself for, who seeks to avenge the scientific world's dismissal of his brilliance by attempting to destroy the world's symbol of good. Additionally, Superman comes into a romantic conflict with Max Menskin, a columnist for the Daily Planet newspaper, who resents Lois Lane's attraction to Superman.
I feel like Superman would have super singing as well and would just easily take care of that problem.
He would just have to sing at his enemies.
Yeah, and laser beam.
I could see. I just don't understand why he would be credited as a 10-time Nobel Prize losing scientist. Yeah.
That's like his thing.
Yeah,
that's his
kid. Like if people were like, Nick, I want to give you a best acting award, and I lose 12 times, I don't think I'd be like, I'm Nick, I'm a 12-time losing acting award.
This guy's been second best for 10 years in a row.
I know. Why would you ever want to keep yourself to that? But I mean, we all know Superman enough. Like, we've read the stories, seen the TV shows, the movies. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, the guy who's playing Superman in the new film coming up, actually, he was supposed to be Spider-Man, but lost it to Tobey Maguire. He almost got Hulk, but lost it to Edward Norton.
Wow.
And there were a couple other superheroes. So he loves superhero movies, and he kept trying out, and he didn't make any until Superman. So
this he almost got Batman, too.
That's I feel bad for him. But good for him.
I mean, Henry Cavill, he was in The Tudors. The TV show, The Tudors. And now he's in the new movie, The Immortals.
I've never heard
of that. So this guy's like, crazy. He's like a 10-time superhero losing actor.
He's British, so he's got to find his way to make an American accent.
Can he sing, though? If they were to do a superhero musical now, would he be able to sing it? Can we do a scenario right now? Can one of you guys just be Superman and we'll be criminals and just sing at us to death?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario right now. We are at the bank. And you know what? We're just going to be robbing this bank to no end. And then Superman, Mr. Singing Red Blue Cape Man over there, enters. We're robbing this bank.
Robbing it. Ooh, ooh.
This is a beautiful day to fly. Oh, wait. The bank is being robbed.
Give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money or I will shoot you.
Give it to us.
I'll shoot you so bad you will cry. Yeah, you'll cry until you
Superman,
die.
Superman! Laser beam, laser beam, laser, laser beam.
My eyes are burning.
Freezing
now.
Breath is coming.
Epic violin.
And
epic violin.
That's a good trailer.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's
if musicals made trailers, that would be amazing.
Right. What should we call it, our Superman musical? Laser beams.
Super Music Man?
Super Music Man. I just said laser beams.
No.
West Side Kryptonite.
West Side Kryptonite.
What was that thing you had whittling away the time?
Whittling away the time. Me and Matthew's show coming up in August.
Whittling away.
If I was to write you guys a Superman song, would you put it in your show?
Oh, definitely.
Curtis can be Superman.
Do
Matthew
we have a choice?
Can be Lex Luthor. You don't have a choice. We're producing it. You do what we say.
Yeah.
Man, the secret's out. Now we are going to go to a song from It's a Bird, It's Plane, It's Superman. The song is called Pow Bam Zoink.
Get out.
And basically the premise of this song is there's a bunch of criminals. they're in a room. Superman enters the room, and Superman sings about how much he loves punching criminals. So, for your lovely audience viewing this out there, we are going to go to Pow Bam Zoink.
What all them eyes? There's got to be a choose something. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Right.
This is wonderful.
So fast. So fast.
It's Superman.
Hi-lo.
How'd you find us?
My freaky X-ray vision.
Let's get him, guys. Yeah.
Is this his response to anything? I imagine buildings being broken apart now.
Oh no.
Is that a kettle? It's coming, yeah, he's making some tea.
I would love to be in the band for this. Just could you imagine? Let's go. I need a little
That is.
You have to see the video for it. It's him like singing, and he's just being like excited guy, like wide eyed, and he's punching them, but the effects are so badly that like he's not making contact with anyone. He's just like dancing awkwardly. It's wonderful.
I'm sorry, it's not Zoink at all. It's Zoink.
Velma from Zoink.
Like a little funky guitar in the back.
Now I see the light.
Punching things made him similar. That's the premise.
Anything could be happening right now.
Man, he's funky, I'll tell you that. I've never heard
like
as a funkier Superman.
It, you know what I mean? It doesn't, for me, it doesn't like fit the picture. I imagine him talking like this.
Yeah, I imagine being a lot more like, stern. They just be like, how? Boy.
Yeah, like his voice would be on steroids.
I love how his word is scattered. There's all in the back, and you can hear just Superman just ready, like, destroying the building, killing people, or whatever. Do what he does.
I don't know, it's just, this seems too, I think the music should be more epic. Like, yeah. John Williams, like, this is kind of like Sunday cartoon, yeah.
Why would you ever fight to this music? I think everyone would just stop and dance to it.
Well, I mean, this clearly sounds like it's supposed to be Superman set back in, like, the 50s or 60s, where, you know, everything's hunky-dory, and the black people are somewhere else. Segregated, but, you know, they've got the railroad
and
stuff.
It's just segregated, like, fight sequences, and the black people are in the next room over, just kind of waiting.
Yeah, so they got this classy music, and then Superman goes over to the other side of the tracks, and the music just, you know, goes all Motown, and you know,
I wonder if they have their own like
Black Man.
Yeah,
they haven't.
Didn't they have that guy Man of Steel? He was a guy who was basically a big black man, and he dressed up as Superman, and he was called like the Man of Steel or whatnot.
I love how we're just talking over this.
Yeah, man, this is. I'm enjoying this. Is back here. Oh, listen to this.
Get that high seat.
I know.
That's not a high seat.
Did you guys hear the last punch there, as right at the end of the music there, as it was coming out?
Oh, Superman, you're wonderful.
Yeah,
I know. Damn right I am, bitch.
Make me a sandwich. So that was It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. Next on our train ride through comic book musicals, our train ride, we're going to be talking about Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Ooh. I've heard good things. I've only seen a two-second clip, but it was really fun.
Oh, Umed.
Oh, me.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I think it was perfect for Neil Patrick Harris.
He's wonderful.
To do something like that. It was, because the problem, this is what I was going to say about musicals in general can be very comic-y and funny, but if you combine superheroes and that, I find it can almost be too funny.
Yeah.
So I think in order
it's funny.
Too funny. I feel like some superheroes would work. Like I feel like if you had a Batman musical, but like you didn't really, it was basically just about Bruce Wayne. I feel like that'd be really cool. To like more of a psychological aspect than like
character development.
Bam, zoink, powwow.
Well, how else would Batman tell us how he's fighting bad guys, unless he's singing about Pow's Bam and Zonk?
Good point.
Good fight choreography. Yeah. You know, good modern fight choreography.
Oh, so it'd be like a musical on stage.
Yes.
Okay. But, I was kind of picturing
like if Christopher Nolan started doing musicals on stage.
Oh man,
I would be the name.
Exactly.
How amazing would that be? The next Batman they come. What if that's like Batman? What is it? The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
What if The Dark Knight Rises? That whole twist
he rises
is
to
that
the stage.
Yeah, and the movie begins with him, and he's like,
"It's a bull stage."
Alfred's like, "I don't think I can because I'm doing Alfred.
I'm gonna run you off the streets, 2, 3, 4."
And this starts singing about that.
Yeah. Oh, the henchmen would definitely come in with that, you know, sharks. Yeah. Kind of finger snapping.
You know what's wonderful with that? On the topic of not Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, but Neil Patrick Harris, did you guys ever watch the TV show Batman the Brave and the Bold?
Yes.
Man, did you ever see the Mayhem of the Music Meister?
Yes.
It's Neil Patrick Harris playing a villain that they wrote for him called the Music Meister, and basically his power is that, he can control people with his voice. So it's a Batman musical episode. It's so good they're doing a second one.
But I also know that he played Nightwing whatever Batman movie that was.
It's the new Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he played Nightwing.
It's the one where Robin gets killed by the Joker. And then,
Under the Red Hood or something?
Yeah. Batman the Red Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that Neil Patrick Harris.
He doesn't really do anything.
Comic books at all.
Yeah. Man, he's Dr. Horrible.
Did you know he was gay? I didn't know. I just thought.
He does it well.
Yeah.
He hides it well.
I couldn't tell. Like, he's a master at hiding.
He's a great guy.
I thought he was like a ladies' man to the grave. And then I heard.
That was the test.
I think that's the irony of it all.
Yeah,
when he's in How I Met Your Mother, he's just like the man that gets the women.
Like me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course. Goes quiet.
So you're saying you're gay?
No, I have a dog named Segway. What Dr. Horrible's character is your guy's favorite? And don't say Dr. Horrible or Captain Hammer. Or don't say Penny, Felicia Day's character.
Okay, so there's really not many characters left. I kind of like the cowboys.
Moist is mine. I saw the funniest thing with Moist, or the guy who plays him, because he's the guy from The Big Bang Theory, right?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes,
yeah.
He
I did not know.
And
that.
he's talking about how for Moist they were trying because they wanted him to look like he was moist. So their first thing was they're like, okay, we're going to cover you with Vaseline to get the moisture effect. And apparently he's like, no, apparently one of the first commercials he's ever done, it was a 2-day shoot, 10-hour day. And I forget what the commercial was for, but he's suspended from the ceiling on a piece of wire covered in Vaseline. And he said it was the most uncomfortable experience of his life. So he refused to be covered in Vaseline. So I forget how they ended up doing it, but I'm pretty sure just before each camera roll, they would just throw a bucket of water on him to try and make him moist. But all they want to do is put Vaseline on him. Wow. And he's like, no. When I heard that, I thought maybe it was a different kind of background story. Like, he has a really bad thing with his stepdad who used to lather him up in Vaseline. He just doesn't want to repeat those memories anymore.
Mm. Oh, those are
sounds well, like my Thursday night.
Very true. Yeah.
Mm. See, I could imagine that being the most uncomfortable. Because Vaseline would... You wouldn't be able to wash that off, especially being like drenched. And
the smell would stay with you for so long.
And you'd be on a film set, so it's not like you could even just like, you couldn't just go in the other room and take a shower, right?
Not at all.
Like you'd be on a, I want to be covered in Vaseline. We're all
sitting here contemplating what it's like to be in Vaseline.
Well, Curtis is covered in Vaseline right now. And Curtis, how do you enjoy it?
Well, it's kind of sticky after a while. The sun doesn't like, it's really hot today.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sun makes me smell like mayonnaise.
Man, it's like 49 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And that's 49. Not even like an exaggeration.
Yeah. No, it's legit. We're so off topic.
Yeah. It's
getting to the weather.
Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible's so awesome. I was watching on YouTube and they have like, I forget what it's called, like Son of Dr. Horrible or something. And it's like some little kid who reenacts Dr. Horrible.
The whole thing?
They do like adaptions of it. Okay. And it's like Dr. Horrible and Captain Hammer if they were like 7 years old on the playground. I was like, I don't know if they had this much of a background together.
Hmm. Hey,
they could have.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Captain Hammer.
As your favorite?
He's a tool.
This is funny with Dr. Horrible, how the evil guy somehow is the good guy, and the good guy is just an asshole.
Yeah. My favorite thing about Captain Hammer is when he admits, I forget what song it is, that he's only ever had sex with any girls once. And he's like, maybe we'll have sex for a second time because then they let you do the weird stuff. And in my opinion,
trying from personal experience.
Yeah, trying from personal experience. Usually, with me, it's the first time that they do weird stuff.
Because they're hookers.
You cover them. Yeah, well, sometimes you have to pay for sex. Yeah. And other times you don't.
I've never actually seen the show, so I can't choose a favorite character. But from the two-minute clip I did see, Neil Patrick Harris was really funny.
So you're just choosing him because he's funny?
Yeah. I'm doing it purely based on face value. And
amateur.
Yeah, that's very amateur for you to be hosting this comic book show.
On the subject.
No, okay. Let's go on to Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark.
Is that the one directed by Judith Thompson?
I'm going to check because I took one of them. Wait for it. I took a note on it.
It was directed by someone.
Oh
and
my
then
god!
She
I didn't
got,
write
like,
down
canned,
the director.
She was like going crazy.
Oh,
or
I
something.
Heard. I heard.
What'd
it
she do?
It failed. It like made no money, and she used a lot of money to do it.
She put in a spider dance, some spider dance where it was like 15 ladies dressed up as spiders doing a dance.
Okay.
Like a provocative dance
so
in Spider-Man.
Hot. Okay.
But I think people just thought that it was kind of. Just insane.
It just didn't turn them on.
Yeah, well, it was way too literal. Like, it's not about
it turned me on,
people so in spider suits dancing. It's about Peter Parker and why he's going to save the day or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, a big part of Spider-Man is
Spider-Women
dancing.
The comic book, like, pages
yeah,
6
yeah, you
to 12
open it up
just
and
spiders.
It's, yeah. Man, I want to see it so badly. I almost went to New York this summer to go see it, and then I remembered I was poor and didn't.
That'll do it.
But I have.
That'll do it.
It's so funny though, because you hear all these bad reviews, but everyone who I actually know who's went to go see the Spider-Man musical has absolutely loved it.
Really?
And said it was such a great experience. And said it's one of their favorite musicals, which I think is so weird. So I don't know if it's just.
Did you ask your blind cousin Steve? Because
my blind cousin Steve has a good ear. Okay. What he lacks
really
insight, he makes up in really good.
Well,
reviews.
You too. I'm pretty sure did the music for it.
Yeah.
So did they?
Bono.
Yeah. Yeah, Bono and The Edge, they basically composed it, arranged it all and whatnot.
Which, you know, wow, so they just got a bunch of big names, tried to put together this cluster.
I like the idea.
Bands.
I think it could have worked.
It's really neat, but it's also dangerous because the they do a lot of, I was going to say aerobics, aerobatics of it all. But they have a lot of stunt doubles of Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And this one guy actually got like his... He fell, I think, and his shoulder just got like completely destroyed. So they put the show on hiatus and whatnot.
Really?
Do you guys see any of the like character kind of descriptions, like the costumes they had for the characters?
No,
they're so funny. You have to go see the green, because the villains in it were Green Goblin, who just looks like the stupidest fucking costume you'll ever see in your life. And he looks like a green ballerina, and then the woman they made up some woman. For these purposes, let's just call her
Mary Jane.
Mary June, the villain. I don't understand. Like, Spider-Man's known for how many villains he has. Why would you make up a new villain for a musical? Obviously, that's going to piss people off, which it did.
Really? They actually just made one up?
Yeah, well, they had Green Goblin, and then just made up another woman villain who looks, her costume's the exact same as Green Goblin, except she has boobs and her costume's black.
Those are two very distinguishing features.
I know. But for the most part, it's pretty similar.
That's, see, like, it's things like that that are just going to make, like, it's just, you're just asking to fail. Why not make it like Venom, have a couple $1,000 suit, you know, and get Spider-Man with a really cool suit, have them battle on stage. Venom says things like, I'm like reading, and then they, you know,
he says what?
And then they do what they need to do, and that's it, you know?
That costs money, and money doesn't grow on trees.
Okay. Well, that's why they're
charging like $70. This is Broadway, Matthew. This is.
But, like, that's the whole thing why I think the Spider-Man musical to a point failed is because I think they were just given way too much money.
Yeah. Oh,
and they were like, you know, and they're like, okay, well, let's make this spectacle, and they made it so big that everyone's like, this isn't Spider-Man. Spider-Man's all about it being, you know, real to a sense of comic books, but if you make it spectacle, that's Superman.
So I'm guessing they probably didn't focus on the script as much as they just focused on the tech.
I could see that happening, yeah.
I would.
Which is
focus on, if they let me production manage it.
Nicholas Patterson.
You have to have production. A good mix of both, right? That's
have to. And that's the thing is they had the money to do the production wise, but then why not just take a big chunk of that to make sure the story and everything is really, really good. And I don't know. The villain thing upsets me about it. They should have just remade Spider-Man 3 on stage.
Oh God.
Best movie ever.
Yeah. Can we bring this up again?
Oh my God.
I know everyone got mad at me last time when I said Spider-Man 3 was my favorite movie.
But it's entertaining.
You said it was,
it's entertaining.
Yeah, you said it was pretty much saying it's entertaining means it's so bad it's good.
Okay, you know what? Spider-Man 3 is the best movie ever, and all the tech people in here are just green.
It is
they
better than Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Much better. Oh, better than Lord of the Rings.
Just imagine a Spider-Man 3 musical. The whole thing would be like that Saturday Night Live dance sequence. That'd be the whole musical. It would just be Spider-Man walking down the street. Just like,
oh god, that thing they didn't need.
And then, okay, you know, and I think they should blow up certain scenes. Like, you know, the scene where he slaps Mary Jane in the jazz bar?
That was bad.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that's a jazz song, and in the jazz song, whenever the drum kicks in, he slaps Mary Jane.
Oh my god, that would be perfect.
How good would that? Or like the cymbals, every time the cymbals get hit, just a psh.
Wait,
they should definitely.
That happens all the time. Like, so she gets slapped, like, constantly?
Domestic, yeah.
No. Oh, okay. This is a whole dance scene going on. Okay. Yeah, even the dance scene when he's, like, dancing on the piano. Just make him sing.
A couple slaps here, a couple
I'm
going
to do a Spider-Man 3
musical.
You should
do a song called Couple Slaps Here, Couple Slaps There.
That's what it'll be called.
A couple of slaps here, a couple of slaps there, Mary Jane.
Man, I think we should just do a Spider-Man 3 musical. And, like, just imagine all the possibilities. Sandman. You could do any song.
The Rhino.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
The Rhino. Don't forget that's.
Ooh, Rhino.
Yeah, he's my favorite villain.
What would he sing about? Horn on his head and a dream in his heart.
There's something hard on my head.
he doesn't know
and
what's
this is
on
Rhino
his head.
Rhino with his rendition of There's Something Hard on My Head. Yeah.
Oh my god. I feel the need to stab spiders.
But that's exactly it. There's so many Spider-Man villains. So, like. Even just us sitting here talking about, like, imagine the possibilities. So I don't understand why you would make it. Like, that
Venom. They should have, like, Venom wearing denim. And you should have a song about
hey,
it.
Hey, look, it's Venom wearing denim. Two, Venom. Three, four. You'd start any song with that.
Because his symbiote
jazz hands?
Can turn. Yeah.
And the song's called Symbiote Jazz Hand.
Exactly.
Oh, no, the symbiote's got on me. Jazz hands.
Yeah. We were talking about earlier, Dragon Ball Z the musical.
Yeah.
Man, that would be so funny.
Over 9,000.
Dragon Ball Z was a comic.
We were trying to write it, and I literally only wrote the first line.
Can you do the Raditz thing?
It's Raditz comes to like Earth, and he goes, hey, my name is Raditz. I'm bad. It's a bad habit I have, and it's costing me my friends. and then Piccolo and like Goku would fight him and stuff. It'd be so good. Can we write that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing
it. I don't see why not. There's no one stopping us. That was
copyright laws.
Yeah.
Who's the little bald guy I want to play?
Krillin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Curtis can play Krillin.
Oh, that guy. Kept making like pizza pies or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Destructo discs.
Okay, well, he looked like a waiter.
Energy pies.
Energy pies. Want another one, Diego?
I hate that Gohan was like actually useless up until Cell Saga,
and then becomes useless afterwards.
Yeah, and he's not cool until he's like Ultimate Gohan, which you don't even see because he's from the future.
Oh man, you were so clever. That was so funny.
Glorious.
It's a thing I do.
I know. You're good at it. All right, another off the topic of Dragon Ball Z, the musical. What do we call it? Disease.
Disease.
A lot of the I had no idea what I was about to say there. It's like, so there's a lot of, because we were talking about like Batman and the Brave and the Bone there in the musical episode. Like, there's surprisingly, there are some like episodes, you know what I mean? Like, superhero things where they sing.
I know exactly.
Man, I'm so off track right now. I'm looking at the outline and I'm like, none of this fits out with what I'm saying. But okay, so did you guys? I'm interested to actually see the Batman, the Brave, and the Bold episode. Matt, you saw it, right? With the Mayhem and the Music Meister?
Yes, yeah, but I can't remember too much.
I think that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm not going to lie. The songs they had in there, I remember one, it's a death trap, and it's Batman in the Black. Oh my God, speaking of Black Canary, which I was about to bring up, Black Canary in that TV show has a love interest with Green Arrow. But, well, Green Arrow loves her, but she loves Batman, but Batman loves his job, so it's a vicious... And they're the best,
who does
like,
his job love?
Him.
Green Arrow.
Yeah, so yeah, that, the job loves Green Arrow. It keeps going. So they have the funniest thing where one song is Black Canario, or Black Canario, the Italian Black Canary. Black Canary singing to Batman about how much he loves him while he's singing about how much he loves his job. Like, that's legitimately a song. Mm-hmm. And then the last song they play is Black Canary still singing about how much he loves Batman while Green Arrow awkwardly sings about how he loves her. But she doesn't respond, and she's still singing about Batman through the entire thing.
Sucks to be Green Arrow.
Yeah.
That's...
It can't get much worse than that, really.
Poor guy.
I just love this, like, the song where he's singing to her, and it looked like he thinks she's singing back to him, but she's obviously, like, over shoulder looking at Batman.
Mm-hmm. You're my Dark Knight. You must be talking about me.
Dark Knight, that's what all my friends call me all the time. Yeah. Takes out his arrow. It's wonderful, though, and they have, like, they have Aquaman singing it. Huh? Aquaman. Look at him go.
Aquaman.
He's like, he's in that version of Aquaman. He's this really, really big, hefty guy. So he has a really, really deep voice when he sings.
Is he singing underwater? It's just like,
you can't hear it. So take it away, Aquaman.
And then the dolphins are his backup singers.
Right? Ah! They have the best bit in it, though, where for Batman to defeat the Music Meister, he's like, all right, Music Meister. To see who's the winner, we shall both see who can hit a higher note. And they go up, and then it turns out that Batman, for some reason, has some, like, music, like, amplifier.
He would.
Like, he has some device that makes him sing good that he puts on his throat.
Auto-tune.
So he, yes, yeah. So yeah. He sings.
Shade.
And it's so funny, because if you go into the credits, like, I'm like, wow, man, the guy who voices Batman, like, he can sing like a motherfucker. And you go into the credits, and they actually brought in a guy, and, it, like, his title is Batman's baritone voice.
Wow.
His baritone
voice. He's man. I think that's so funny.
BBV.
What?
His BBV.
Can that be, like, a title?
Wow, I totally botched that up. BBV. His BBV.
His Q10462B.
No, I meant his radio station, yeah. Batman.
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't meant to sound like a radio station. Q104.
What if the Batman did? Batman. Did you guys ever see the TV show like Radio Free Roscoe? Where it's like, it was like an old family, you know? It's an
old
family
to watch
show.
That show.
Yeah, and it's like a bunch of like kids in a high school, and they like, for some reason, the radio is banned where they live because it's like Footloose. When instead of dancing, it's radio. So they're like, hey, we're going to make our own radio station. And for some reason, they have thousands of dollars worth of equipment where they can. But imagine, what if Batman had his own radio station in the Batcave? And it was pretty much the exact theme of Radio Free Roscoe, except
Batcave
for
104.
And like the Riddler is like an ongoing segment where he just asks people riddles on it.
Riddle me this. So it's like time for Riddle Me This.
So Batman's day job would be, he's a Playboy billionaire, and his night job is Batman, and then his late night job is
starting at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the late show with Batman. Batman's corner. Dan knew the risks, and where's Rachel? To anyone who's listening, where's Rachel, Dan?
Yeah, man. I want to welcome
Here's
you all
a hint
to, the...
to our next guest. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a mean.
I want to welcome you all to the Batcave Radio. The first question I want to ask, as always, we do every week, is, has anyone seen Rachel?
Alfred is the tech guy, the sound technician.
Alfred, turn me up. Oh, crap. Not Alfred. Alfred. Where's my snare? Where's my snare?
Planning your daily meal with Ra's al Ghul.
Two-Face couldn't make it today. He got in a car accident, but as I all said, if you don't, if you drive to work, you know the risks, and then sure as hell no.
He's only in 50% of the time anyways.
Heyo. So,
pun o'clock.
Should we go into this beautiful song?
Oh, yes. We're now going to go into a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. That is going to be Curtis Whittle singing.
Before, would you guys like to plug anything in? Like your Twitter or anything?
Yeah. Do you guys want to plug anything before we go?
I will.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/IamUmed. You can follow me at IamUmed.
Okay. For me, my Twitter is Nikki Patterson at Twitter, or you can follow us at Threadless Theater and check out our website, threadlesstheater.ca. Mm-hmm. Curtis, you want anything you want to plug?
This is Curtis Whittle, and I will soon get Twitter. I will let you know.
Any upcoming shows you want to plug, Curtis?
Actually, I did mention earlier, myself and Matthew Mashonda will be doing a two-man acoustic show in early August. We still don't know the venue. Threatless Theater will be producing it, so we'll find out very soon. We'll be playing a lot of modern covers, and we got a few originals.
And you're going to be seeing some, like, sorry to cut you off, but some, like, Superman kind of...
Oh, definitely. That's...
But continue.
That was a year in the planning.
it we also, just come up today.
We have our new single that we'll be performing. It's called Add Me on Facebook.
Cool.
It's a great tune.
Can you sing the first line?
No, we want to make a surprise.
All right, I love surprises.
It's going to be glorious.
I like to just hide behind doors so I don't know who comes through.
And yell surprise.
That's my daily fix, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they yell it.
Well.
It's my mother. With a sandwich, with my dinner. Matt, is there anything you want to plug?
No. Actually, follow me on Twitter at Matty Machanda, Matty Machanda.
And you say, you're like, follow me? No!
Yes!
Follow me on Twitter.
And from there, you can see my photography and know what me and Curtis are doing and my music and all that stuff.
Say hi.
Yeah, literally.
Drop a line.
Anytime you want to talk to, like, Matthew Machanda, like, he wants conversation. So
all the time.
I don't
like
care
4
who you are. Yeah, just call him out whatever time you want.
Mm-hmm.
So now, on the topic of musicals, we are going to go into a Comic Book Nerds in Celibacy song parody of I Want to Be a Billionaire, which is I Want to Be a Superhero, and it's going to be sung by Curtis Whittle, I Shall Be Rapping, and guitar by Matthew Machanda.
I will watch.
I want to be a superhero so freaking bad. Beat up every thug when I'm mad. I want to be on the roster of the Fantastic Four. Having the negative zone to explore. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my symbol shining bright. A different villain every night, oh why, I swear. The bad guys will be zero for when I'm a superhero.
Yeah, I have a costume like Superman. I'd import from Japan. Every day wearing capes, give no thug an escape. I'd probably pull a Boy Wonder in Dark Knight and get a little psychic, make his costume oh so tight. Give away a few pointers like, here buddy, have this. And last but not least, I buy Aquaman Goldfish. Get a bat cave like Justin the Batman, but make it really secret, I'd put it in Kazakhstan. Get it far away, I'd run faster than Flash Brooms and disarm a nuclear bomb before Bucky ever went kaboom. Yeah, I can't forget about Doc Ock. I rip out his arms and I give him some shell shock.
Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my symbol shining bright. A different villain every night, oh, I swear. The bad guys will be zero for when I'm a superhero. Oh, when I'm a superhero.
Hammer with a mighty Thor, wouldn't even keep score. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Stop Sinister Six, oh, just for the heck of it. While keeping my two personas completely separate. And yeah, I'll be stronger than Mighty Galactus. Put Sentinels to cheese and then cut them up like they're Swiss. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everyone I love can have just a couple bugs. And not a single boy around me would have their uncles killed. Oh, responsibility. I know we all have a world to rebuild. Get to your base, put on your costume, and leap out and look thrilled.
I wanna be a superhero so freaking bad. Save all of the damsels I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Action Comics number one. Lifting up a car that weighs a ton. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my symbol shining bright. A different villain every night, oh, I swear. The bad guys will be zero for when I'm a superhero. Oh, for when I'm a superhero. Oh, I'm a superhero.